This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. Just letting you know that we are unpaywalling this week's pro version that is promoting our upcoming live and live stream show in LA on Monday, April 17th with special guest Lily Sullivan. The ticket links for the show is in the episode description. And also, if you'd like to watch the video recording of this in-studio pro version, the YouTube link for that is also in the description. Thanks so much and enjoy the show.
Hollywood Handbook.
Is a song playing?
Playing the song now.
Can you sing along to the song? Not sing, just talk along to the song, please.
Tell me what part of the song we're at so that I know, just because I can't hear it.
Leave that in. Yeah. I heard it in the headphones. Don't even think for a second that I don't know what
something
you just did.
Something strange happened. It wasn't our song, right?
I know exactly what song it was. I know exactly what song
it was. The fucking Doughboy song?
Leave it in. No, they don't fuck around with like just playing the Doughboy song.
Yeah.
They don't just like hand that
out. We'd have to pay
out
for that. We gotta.
They don't hand it. That out. Yes. What they will do, like, will they find like organic ways to promote High and Mighty on another show?
Oh, yeah.
They mighty.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the theme. I can't really.
Casey's
skip
so
it.
Right
skip
now.
It. Skip it. It's the fucking pro version.
Casey's so fucking high.
Who fucking
he just
cares?
Mighty.
It's going. We're going.
Mm-hmm. And tell me where we're at. Which part?
I feel like you guys can hear because you heard the other thing.
Okay. I like Casey a little more. And I'll say why I like Casey today.
Okay.
It's like I fully understand how he's like playing to my consciousness. He's dressed like a Butabi brother. And yes, that's going to work on me. He looks like the third Butabi brother, Casey Butabi.
He got in the fucking lab after last episode. He said, it's not going to happen to me again.
He researched me like Nardwar. And he's like, what's the exact thing I can do to just like win this?
He crawled
dude?
Inside Hayes' brain. And he just like checked every door until he found one that was very loose. The cabinet that had been used the most.
Yes.
Hinges sagging. And he said, aha, the Butabi brothers. And he went ahead and he threw on the fucking gear. I respect it too. I'm not having that experience. I don't have the same affection for this look. You will have to keep trying with me.
All right, noted.
You did. So it was interesting. Little backbone. I respect it in theory. But basically, we said, tell us what's happening in the song. You played someone else's song. John Gabris, he needs more promotion. Fucking guy is on everything all the time. Everything Everywhere All at Once. The John Gabris story. Then I asked you to explain what was happening in the song when you were playing my song, and you said, I feel like you can hear it. Did I say I can't hear it?
You didn't say that you couldn't hear it.
No, right, I didn't.
Right? No, yeah.
Yes, I could hear it. And I wanted you to talk me through
same
it.
Same thing.
I wanted you to talk me through it, which is not unreasonable.
Whether or not he can hear it is not what's the question. The question is, can you hear him?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear him?
I hear you loud and clear now, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Look, there's a lot at stake for us right now. We've been doing these live shows. Do you know about these?
I know about them, yeah.
Have you been?
Do you know where they are?
You got one coming up at Dynasty Typewriter.
Dynasty Typewriter.
And the last ones have also been at Dynasty Typewriter. So you didn't know where they were, but you know that where the one's
coming
up is. This
will be the third one.
That distinguishes you from everyone else who went to the first two.
A lot of people knew where the first ones were and then somehow can't find the latest
they
one.
They can't find it.
Have you been to one?
I have not been.
Do you want to go?
I can't.
There's
I'm
a couple.
Be out of town.
There's a couple tickets still available. Kevin, how many tickets did we sell for the first one?
170.
How many tickets did we sell for the second one?
190.
And it's in 6 days. How many have we sold for the third one?
26.
Okay.
So that, because I thought the first one
that's just
well.
In person.
Me too.
That's just in person tickets, not including streaming.
The first
Wait,
one, went
which
well.
Is also way lower than before, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
It has
so that's how
been
that is helpful.
Each time.
Streaming is also much worse.
Yes, that doesn't include the streaming number, which is also terrible. So I thought the first one went well. And then when we sold more for the second one, I said, wow, I was right. It did go well.
Yes.
Then I thought the second one went well. I said, we're really building something here. We're doing these cool live shows, and it's like a regular thing. And it's like maybe starting to get some buzz around town. And then I asked how many tickets we'd sold today, and the number was 26. There are 200 seats. If there are only 26 people there when I get there, I'm not doing the show.
Yes, it's fine for me. It's fine for me. Everyone else is in big trouble.
Yes.
If that happens. I'm doing great. For everyone else, it's a big problem.
Yeah.
I think of Hangover.
Yeah.
Hangover 1.
Yes.
Oh.
Whoa, where'd this come from?
Wow.
This is actually fucking cracking me up.
Nice little piece of business. Hangover 2, we're getting ready to see some improvement. Holy shit, it's even better than we
now it's an established brand.
Yes, we're blowing the doors off. Hangover 3.
That'll be even bigger, right?
Heads. Heads roll.
Well, particularly that giraffe with the sunglasses, heads rolled. After they went through that, under that overpass or whatever.
That's Vegas.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. What happens there stays there. One thing that stayed there was the giraffe's head.
Was that one back to Vegas? Hangover 3 back to Vegas?
I have no fucking idea. Because I, just like everyone else, saw one, maybe a little late, had been in the theater for a couple of weeks, saw two right away.
Yes.
And for 3, not unlike our upcoming live show, I took a pass. Maybe I'll watch it on video, I said.
Except in this case, that wouldn't, because then the streaming would be doing
better. Yeah, then the streaming numbers would be good, which they're not.
And so, as because we are assigning blame here, everyone looks at Hangover 2 and is like, wow, everyone involved in Hangover 2 deserves like credit for an amazingly successful project. It's like, no, Hangover 2 was actually the problem. Yeah. Hangover 2 is what killed Hangover 3.
Issue, yeah.
And so
Hangover
Tim Simons.
Hangover 1 is responsible for the success of Hangover 2.
Mm. Yeah. It's Tim Simons' fault.
Well, Tim showed up, nice enough guy, sweet kid.
He did our second show.
I think he might have a future. Casey, Tim was the guest.
Cool.
Tim from Veep.
Yeah.
If that even is still something that he did. I think his performance was so bad, they may be currently editing him out of Veep.
Because they can do that.
Yeah.
HBO Max is starting, instead of like entire show, like yes, they're not going to cut the entire
show. They're replacing
Veep,
him with Christopher Plummer.
But they will cut a bunch of characters and replace them with someone a little more like established.
Yeah.
And with a little more heat, you know?
Yeah, they've got a lot of Plummer footage. So they're going to stitch that in. I don't know if all the jokes will play the same. Christopher Plummer saying, I've been eating so much pussy, I'm shitting clit, son. It just feels a little different coming from him. In some ways, it's funnier.
He's like a mentally like delayed flightless bird. When you say that to Christopher Plummer, I think people might be like, he doesn't really look like that.
Yeah, some of the descriptions of him physically are not going to match up, which was like a well that they went to quite often.
Yeah,
but it's still, it will be better for them than having Tim remain in it, which as we've seen is poison.
Yes.
Because like we have to now back up, Lisa Gilroy deserves a lot of credit.
Yes.
And here we are, not patting myself on the back
she
too
did our
hard.
First show,
but
Casey,
third Lisa show, Gilroy. Lisa was the guest. Yeah. First show. Mm-hmm. She's on the jury duty show on Freebie now. Crushing.
Have you seen it?
You watch that?
I've seen the commercials.
You've seen the commercials, okay. Yeah. Me too. Pretty funny. So that was the first guest. We give her credit. Mm-hmm. I'll give ourselves some credit. We were pretty good in that one. And the second show, I think we also, I remember us doing well. Then Tim came out, energy died.
Yes.
Nobody wants to buy a ticket, but they don't see. We've gone back to the Lisa formula. And again, I don't want to sit here and like suck myself off about this. Three guests, two of them are women guests. Think about that. Could have been anybody. But we've got Lily Sullivan locked and loaded.
Also, like, a comedy bang bang regular.
Mm-hmm. Known for doing comedy shows.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, Casey, that's what this is. If you want to start laughing sometimes. Fucking guy.
And Scott isn't like, the net's not as wide as it used to be. Like, Scott, it used to be about like giving people a chance. And now Scott's like, all right, I got to fucking, no. Like, I got to actually put out a show.
Let's play the hits.
Yes.
Is what the attitude is over there.
And so it's,
we're not premiering a lot of
and
new,
Lily. So yeah. The formula, if this plays out, like, I am just asking for people to buy a ticket to one more show.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Because we cannot keep doing these. If it's just like a few of you, I have to talk to every single one of you afterwards.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah. It's a long time that we will spend talking to everyone. If everyone thinks like, well, I'll definitely wait around because they'll have to talk to me.
We'll just end up doing that during the show.
Well, that'll be the show, is just like, we'll like be like taking pictures or whatever with people.
And then we can all walk out together.
Yeah.
We can all walk over to the parking garage together. It's that kind of group.
I'll order some sodas. I'll Postmates some sodas to the venue, and I'll say like, let's all share a soda. We'll take a couple pictures, and then we'll walk out and we'll walk each other to our respective cars.
Will you pull up safely. The Flagrant One's Instagram, please? You didn't bring your phone with you.
You don't have your phone with you to your seat.
I deleted Instagram off my phone.
Okay, because there was too much DMing going on.
So when people come for you, when the husbands come for you, you say, look at my phone. There isn't even Instagram on there.
I wasn't there, officer.
How could I have been in her DMs? I don't even have Instagram app. Must be a different
Casey, can you,
Kevin Bartelt.
Like, do they have it on your computer?
Yeah, I've got Instagram. On my
you got it? Do you follow Flagrant Ones?
I do.
Okay. So, all right. This is great.
He's saying all the right things.
Can you pull it up, please?
Secret MVP.
I've pulled it up.
Don't give out the secret MVP yet.
We got half the show left. You've already awarded the secret MVP. This guy's gonna fucking coast for the rest of the episode.
You have it pulled up?
I've got it pulled
you
up.
You see the episode where Kevin's like, Lily's doing the show?
It's not an episode, right?
Sorry. It's an episode of the feed.
It's an episode of the Flagrant One's Instagram feed. It's one of the most recent episodes. And Kevin's like, Lily's doing the show.
Do you see the post?
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at the grid. It's
on the
it's
grid.
It's actually so something great. Of a peaceful post, sure. Isn't it? Because there's no activity happening.
Well, let's
on it.
Look at it. It's on the grid. It's a picture of Lily Sullivan from Comedy Bang Bang.
It's actually half. It's like the top half is her face and the bottom half is
you found
our
it?
Logo.
Yeah, I found it.
How many likes
tough.
Are on it?
I don't know if I can see exactly the number
can't
of likes.
See the like. Did you have to hide the number of likes?
Well, if it's not your post, you can't exactly see how many likes there are.
You should be on.
I think this might be a Casey thing where Casey's not allowed to see likes.
Well, it
I don't
actually,
know what the
actually
algorithm
says
is responding
to.
Instagram shut off the likes.
Only the
for
Flagrant
Casey.
Ones can see the total number of likes on this post. So
it says that at the top. It
says that at the very
that's
top.
That's something
of the post.
Kevin toggled on.
I don't believe I did.
Okay, well, just tell us how many there are, Kevin.
I think there's like 300. And then did you guys see for the one of just gosh. You guys, there's over 500? It's a big
the one of
just
us saying that the show is happening?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is my question for everyone who liked that post. What did you like about it? All it says
I guess
is
they like knowing.
All it says is they're doing another show.
I think they were liking it, saying, oh, good, I now have the power to disappoint the boys. They've walked into my trap.
There's so many people who responded to that approvingly in one way and just only that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's not even a single comment on the post.
I don't need it. What do I need to hear? from them about it.
I'd like to hear comments.
I make comments.
I wish there
That's what the live show is. It's just
it is funny comments.
It's just us doing our funny comments.
But I disagree. I think there should be, if there are 500 likes on the one with us, I think there should be 474 comments from people saying why they cannot attend.
That's right. If you liked it,
Casey's going to be out of town. Time, so that's comment
there's
one.
There's still time to do this. And not attend includes why you can't just
purchase
buy
a ticket,
a ticket mm-hmm. to the stream. I don't even care if you
I will
it.
Permit you to buy a ticket and not show up.
Yes.
Yep.
But it's okay with me.
Either, yes, either post why you can't attend or just like take it off the chain and like appoint a spokesperson to make a comment.
Ticket makes a great belated Easter gift. You know, it just can be the perfect gift for your sweetie. You forgot to get her the chocolate treat. And you just say like, oh, geez, we've been walking around
it's an
both
experience.
All mad
yeah.
at each other.
Yeah, it's you like, forgot yeah. to get something and you just like get something online. Check your email.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like, okay, you forgot.
No, in fact, I just waited for the perfect moment to give you just, exactly what you need.
The printer, which is, just got to get the printer working. You forgot an Easter gift. Man up.
I'm staring at this little remote control. Do you see the little remote control in that basket?
They put the books out again. I'm remembering.
The books are
out. I've been staring at that too. There's a couple different remote controls.
Yeah, that one looks like, I wonder what it's for, a special kind of light?
Casey's not telling.
Oh, well, I don't know what remote control you're looking at.
Okay, I'll take a
guess. It's right next to you.
Wise guy.
It's literally
there's
right next
a damn remote control in the front of that little, like, you have a little sort of like desk caddy.
Under. It's under.
No,
don't
one,
touch that.
One layer below. There's a shelf beneath the surface that you touched.
Yeah. Sure. I'm guessing
your
those
chair
are,
has
on that
wheels
shelf,
on
there's
it.
A little caddy.
What for? What are those for?
Mostly
you
to
can't
go
roll
your wheels
roll this
work.
Way, but.
You roll that way?
Yeah.
There's your nothing wheels over ain't there.
You're rolling that way, huh?
I can guess what remotes are down there. Are they like colorful buttons on it?
Well, that's what I'm seeing. Yeah, extremely. There's sort of like a white background, then there's like a black square in the center, and then there are some colorful buttons.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, is this for a special kind of light or something?
Yeah, they control the colorful lights that are on the set.
Yeah. So.
Can I have one? Kevin, go get that for me.
Yeah. Can I have one? Can I adjust the light? There's two, right?
Just go under.
Yeah, there's
the
a
mic
long
there.
One yeah, and a short
okay.
one.
Give me this shit.
The Watch long
this.
One.
This is the kind of shit that would happen at the live show if you guys came.
Kevin, we need to practice your exit again. Just go all
Rub
the way.
Rub the mic against my chest. And
no,
lower
don't
back.
Touch the mic at all. Just go all the way under. See? Smooth. Yes, doggy.
Nothing's
okay.
happening.
Nothing's happening. Well, I haven't touched mine yet. So
yeah,
we'll
you
got to. Mine works.
You got to point. Hayes, the long one goes like behind the chairs there.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean, that small one, you got to point it directly
blue.
At the light behind you.
Right
on
behind
the floor.
Me.
Yeah.
Blue.
Oh, blue. I made it green. Hey, anybody watching video, did you see that shit? I made it green as hell. And you can make it green as well by buying tickets to the show. Now, watch this.
Mine's
I'm making it
busted.
I'm making it dim. Remind you anyone? Casey. now I'm making it bright again. Remind you anyone? Me. Okay, purple.
Mine stinks.
Doggy, if you want to play with this one, dude, okay. It's this corner here, and I got to tell you, the wow. thrill of my life. I just knew it was a remote for the lights. Oh, man. I wish the listeners could have seen within the frame the remote and how little information I had when I was able to deduce that. They'd be going, whoa, this guy's really bright.
And
not like dim-ass Casey over there.
You said it was for a weird light, too.
And it was.
Like very weird. Look at it.
Look I mean, at it, man.
All kinds of crazy stuff.
No, it can do anything.
Wow, this place kicks ass.
Yeah, I'm in hog heaven. Fucking HeadGum is right, man. I got something to chew on upstairs. This is making my brain work overtime. All this Casey, simulation.
Can you draft an email to Jake and Amir, please?
Yeah, please write an email to Jake and Amir. We don't have their email yet.
Sure, you guys got it.
Wow, so many different devices for different purposes. The phone is to look up.
This guy's got two monitors in front of him.
Instagram feed. The laptop is for the email to Jake and Amir. The two other computers are for a purpose as yet undisclosed.
Can I give my Casey compliment of the day? Thanks for turning the clock on, dog.
Yes, the clock looks great. Yes.
Clock's on.
Yes.
No problem. All right, I'm ready for this email.
Okay. Hayes? Okay. Set it off, King.
Okay.
We go Amir and Jake.
Ahoy.
Okay.
Ahoy, fellows. Well met. Mm. We are having big problems with our show. So no, it's cut ahoy.
Yeah, no ahoy for these two.
Just begin it. Look. We're having big problems right now. Nobody is coming to our live show on April 17th.
And it's not our fault. Tell them that it's not our fault, Casey.
And it's not because of anything we did.
Yeah.
We need, number one, we need each of you. It would be nice for you to support us.
Mm-hmm.
And we need you to buy tickets.
Should be at least two more tickets sold.
Number two, figure out a way to have all of the credit card information that you have for your Patreon subscribers.
Yeah. How about this? There's got to be a way to get all the credit card information you have for your Patreon subscribers. You find that or I'll find you.
Yes. And then once that information is secured,
and then put a picture of my head on John Cena's body. Cena? John Cena's body.
Yeah.
So they know, like, when I find you, it's not for a handshake.
Yeah.
It ain't for a cup of tea.
Cena means dinner. And that's what you'll be. You'll be on the menu.
Oh, yeah.
Once that, all the credit card information is secured, print it out and mail it to the Dynasty Typewriter Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And they will know exactly what to do.
Okay.
Let me hear that back.
Look, we're having big problems right now. Nobody is coming to our show April 17th. It's not our fault.
What time is the show?
Yeah, show
7:30.
Yeah, say 7:30. April 17th, 7:30.
And we forgot to say when it was until PM. 25 minutes into the show.
PM, PST.
The show's too late, Kevin.
What time do you want to do it?
The problem is,
should be at 4.
It has to be at 4.
I think we got to do it at 4.
All right.
I think our fans are too sleepy.
Everyone has to go to sleep.
Our fans are so sleepy, man. You look out in the audience, and like half the time, these people have a little sleeping cap, and they've got a pillow with them, and they're all
rubbing both their eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. And just, and it makes it hard to do the show because the yawns are so loud and they're so sleepy. And you got to stop serving peppermint tea at the door. All that's going to do is encourage them to get even sleepier. I got to say, I'm concerned. We need this show to be at 4 or maybe 3:30.
And I can make a coffee for each person.
Doors at 3:30.
And it's on Monday?
Yeah.
Big idea was that?
Yeah, a Monday show. Oh, goody. Prime time. Yeah, everyone. That's just what everyone wants. Weekend's over. Just had my first full day of work. I'm dragging ass. Let me go to a late-ass fucking Monday night show.
If
all my rowdy friends are home on Monday night. I mean, that's really how it's starting to feel.
So now people can, maybe people thought the experience was not intimate enough last time because so many people were buying tickets. So now they're like, oh, if I get in, I'll be number 27 mm-hmm. of the people there. That's still a pretty intimate show.
Oh, God.
I could probably get some like very intense FaceTime with the yeah. boys. And then, but Hazel everyone thinks that. The whole idea is that everyone thinks that. And like, and then yeah. it's like the show's packed out.
Well, yeah, if you have no one 27 people who think they're number 27.
For more
27,
than like a second.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you sold 200 tickets.
Yes. Green Zone starring Matt Damon.
Am I right? Green Zone. So,
who does live shows?
Yeah, people do live shows here.
Is there like a live show here?
You got a live show crew?
Well, it depends on what you mean. You mean like who runs productions for live shows?
It can't just depend on what I mean. It just can't.
It depends on what you know.
I don't accept that.
Yeah, no, I was actually asking about who runs production.
We've given so much context.
Casey, the producer, goes like, they probably think the production end is the most important.
Well, we do like
you fucking narcissist. Sick bitch.
They probably want to know about my job.
We do a few shows.
No,
one
man,
of the shows
people
we
like
do
me.
Here.
Uh-huh.
So if
that's
you're
not
looking
what we
to
mean.
Do a show
like
here.
Like a live show that people can go to?
Yeah.
Where do they
Where do
go?
They sit?
Oh, we do it in the backyard. It's like an outdoor.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
In the amphitheater?
Yeah.
How many seats?
Oh, my goodness.
If it's less than 26, we can't do it.
Last show
we have at least 26 fans.
175.
175.
Wow.
Okay, so this may not solve the problem that I have.
But we're also currently talking to Dynasty Typewriter about doing a live show there, so
mm-hmm.
we're kind of waiting to see
why.
Seems like how it should have been easier for Sean to park last time. I'm just thinking about like you have 175. You have a show of 175 people.
Yeah, but they don't all park here.
I know, but some people must.
Actually, during the live shows, I think we put like porta johns out there.
Can I say something?
For people to park.
I think Hayes has been the secret MVP of this episode.
That's why I didn't want to give it out so early.
I jumped the gun.
You knew you had more in the tank.
Yes, I had so many plans.
He's a finisher.
Yes. We had to cut so much stuff. So the clock just hit 30, but we're not even close to 30.
We have
minutes.
A lot of issues because
we had to cut so many of
this whole place.
This place is
just filthy.
Dark
secrets. Yeah. So many skeletons in the damn closet. I feel like I'm in a haunted house. I feel like I'm watching the Bones show or something. I mean,
that's how many skeletons in the closet there are.
I feel like I'm watching Uncle Boney's Bones show.
They must have done that at least once where they're like, well, it's not like you don't have any skeletons in your closet. And David Boreanaz,
yeah,
just like not even looking at what's in the closet, just opens up a closet door.
Yeah.
Or no,
goes
no
like, Bones
says,
in fact, I don't, Bones.
No. Bones says, I don't have any skeletons in my closet. And Dave, he doesn't even look. He just like swings the door open and mm-hmm. just like gives Bones a look like, come on, Bones.
Are you kidding me, Bones? You literally have a literal skeleton in your closet.
That's what he says.
Bones, I don't have any skeletons in my closet. They're all in my drawer.
It sounds like a College Humor sketch.
Goodbye.
That was a HeadGum podcast.